mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The essence of mind control is changing our values. Changing and altering our worldview to accept having our private property taken without just compensation. Having our Bill of Rights and Constitution dismantled. Having torture promoted as a value. Conditioning the public to accept giving up our sovereignty for world government. We're going to be talking about that with the author of Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror, Mark Danner, who's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. We'll also get more into Terry Schiavo Schindler, the earthquake yesterday, and the hundreds of dead. It's all coming up. Right now, going back to Doug in Canada. Doug, you were bringing up that Cynthia McKinney clip we played first last week. Now others have aired it. It's posted on Infowars.com, still on the main page today. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can watch it right there, where she brought up all these incredible issues to Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. And he was at a loss for words and looked quite shaken, did he not?
It was actually very satisfying to see that, just to watch them squirm in their seats.
It was. Satisfying is a good word.
The major thing I called in about your call earlier talked about the guy in British Columbia seeing all the military transport trucks. That is going on here. They have admitted they're doing war games with the American military and the Mexican military, as per last week's discussion with President Bush.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's been in the CBC. Canadians are upset about, quote, giving up their sovereignty for the Union of American States through the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And so the Mexicans and Canadian newspapers are talking about it, but the average American has no idea this is even going on.
Exactly, and it's really, really scary. Like, in my city, they're doing weather and chemical warfare here. You can see it in the skies, and I have the proof, but you can't tell anybody that because they don't believe you.
Well, it's been in the Globe and Mail. It's been in on the CBC that you've got this NORTHCOM drills with Mexican and Canadian and U.S. troops up there. It was even in one of your big papers a few months ago.
Yep.
About state police from Texas up in British Columbia running checkpoints.
It's really scary. And just one quick quote here that comes from our military. One minute you can be having coffee with someone, and the next you're going to need to pull a gun. That pretty much sums it up there.
Well, I appreciate your call. And again, terrorism is being used as the pretext to radically shift our entire society into a total police state. They tell you as a citizen you've got to give up all your liberties and allow your life to be under a microscope. But the borders, northern and southern, are more open than they've ever been. It's a fraud. It's a joke. And they engage in what they call acing, where people flying in from Middle Eastern countries don't even have to show their IDs coming off these international flights. You try to fly to see your grandma in Indiana, you're lucky if you don't get strip searched by some foreigner who can't even speak English. I'm not kidding. They had a report a few years ago that the Boston Logan Airport, 90% of the people working at the airport were not citizens. And something like 20% were illegal aliens. I mean, how do you get numbers like that? And I've been at these airports all over the country. Most of the time it's some foreigner, you know, who is just a few years ago shoving machine guns in people's backs, you know, in Bangladesh, and now they're doing it to you. It's amazing. All right, we've got a great guest coming up. Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror by Mark Danner. And he writes for a bunch of different major publications like New Yorker Magazine, you name it. He'll be joining us after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones.
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Torture and Truth. America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror by Mark Danner. And Mark, like many of our guests, has a gigantic bio. You can just link through at InfoWars.com to his website, markdanner.com. Danner is D-A-N-N-E-R. And Mark Danner is a writer, journalist, and professor who has written for more than two decades on foreign affairs and international conflict. He has covered Central America, Haiti, the Balkans, and Iraq, among other stories, and has written extensively about the development of American foreign policy during the late Cold War and afterward, and about violations of human rights during that time. His book, Torture and Truth, is what we're about to be talking about, and he is also a member of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations with its 25, roughly, 100 members, most of the most prestigious members of academia, banking and finance, government, entertainment, philosophy, you name it. And I do take Foreign Affairs, the bimonthly publication that I consider to basically be the CFR's propaganda, but they do have a diverse group of members. I've had probably 20 CFR members on, actually more than that, over the years, and but it's great to have Mr. Danner on with us today. Mr. Danner, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. How did you get into writing this book, Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror? Because because I've read the synopsis of it online, you basically, correct me if I'm wrong, point the finger and say, look, this stuff was ordered. Well, we have the Army's own documents, that's admitted, but still the general public isn't aware of that. And then my other question is, are you popular at the CFR having these views? Because it seems the CFR right now is dominated by the neocons.
Well, the first question, how I got involved in writing about it, I had been writing about Iraq and the Iraq War, and this was part of that. In fact, the images that were broadcast about a year ago now were enormously important in the war itself. They gave a very strong boost to the insurgency, extremely useful to them in propaganda and so on, and in recruiting members of the insurgency. So though we look at this as a domestic kind of scandal, it had a lot to do with the Iraq War and giving help to the insurgency and fighting the Americans. So that's the originally how I began writing about it. It soon became evident, though, that a lot of the documents that were being either released by the government or leaked by the government were extremely important, it seemed to me, for a public understanding of what exactly happened. This is one of those cases where if you actually look at the documents, if you look at the reports, you look at the depositions of those who were abused and tortured, you look at what the government itself has found to have happened at Abu Ghraib and also at other prisons, it isn't terribly controversial what went on there. What is a controversy is the difference between what the government says happened and what was actually found out in these reports. So I felt very strongly that one had to try to bridge that gap. And so the book, Torture and Truth, includes not only my writing about what happened and the Iraq War itself, but the documents from the government that tell what happened.
But let me stop you right there. By controversial, yeah. You mean what happened there isn't being debated.
Well, it's an interesting...
Or do you mean it's not that big of a deal? Please clarify.
No, I certainly think it is a very big deal. When I say controversial and not controversial, I mean that the actual
thing... It's very transparent.
It is transparent if you actually look at the investigations into
what happened.
But
you'll never know what really happened if you watch the nightly news because...
That's right. That's right. Because... the government responded to what happened by simply saying, you know, this was a few bad apples, which is the traditional response of governments who are accused of torture. The United Kingdom said that in the early 70s when there was a famous case in Northern Ireland, and it's happened a number of times, and the few bad apples defense is actually the way lawyers describe
it. I like the analogy of cockroaches. We've already seen 10 big fat cockroaches on the kitchen floor, there's probably 1,000 in the walls.
that's a homely metaphor that's very effective, I think.
I mean, they claim, it's just a few bad apples. No, this is just where they got caught.
Yeah, I'm afraid that is the case. And, you know, increasingly this stuff has come out. We've essentially had revelations at the rate of a few a week. So the problem is, though, is the administration essentially counts on people not actually looking at the record.
Psychological fatigue as well, to just get tired of hearing about it.
I think that's very true. It's a subject that people don't like to think about. It's shameful. It's unpleasant. And I think the administration believes that, you know, most people in the country would just as soon believe what the president says rather than look at things that might contradict what he says.
Well, I want to get into your book that's got a lot of reviews for being very scholarly on the subject. I myself even made a film about it, so I'm up to speed and have basically all the declassified documents and official Army reports on it, as well as a Red Cross report. But I want to shift gears back to the CFR, which I would say is dominated by the neocons at this point. Are you popular there in the halls of the CFR?
Well, so far as I know, I'm popular there. You know, it's a very, as you and I discussed before, it's a very large organization. It's ideologically pretty diverse. It's hard to say what particular strain it's dominated by. I it's a membership organization. You essentially go to see people speak and see panel discussions and all the rest of it. And I find it very useful. I've been a member there for, I don't know, nearly 20 years now, I think.
But isn't it really just a giant change agent group where they get the best minds involved and then kind of start co-opting people and seeing who will play ball? And by the dominant group being neocons, I mean that particular strain and strata of the CFR is in government right now.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of a complicated issue. You know, the council has traditionally been this kind of holding place where people who aren't in government at a given time are in the council, and when the government changes hands, you get a lot of people who were at the council moving into the government. This has traditionally happened, you know, for many, many years. It's also true, though, depending on the ideology of the people who are in power, the council likes to be close to power. So if you have a government that's predominantly, as you say, neocon, the council will want to have high officials who share that ideology and who have access to power. And that has always happened. I don't think that's a particular ideological strain.
What was the council founded? What was the founding principles? And then we'll move on in the early 1920s.
Yeah, it was founded essentially in the immediate aftermath of World War I. It originally was this kind of think tank that was put together to help President Woodrow Wilson,
League of Nations,
in his preparation. Well, not just for the League, but generally his preparations for the Paris conference and the Versailles Treaty. So it was kind of a think tank that was then made permanent in New York.
Isn't it really the mirror of the Royal Institute of International Affairs?
Yeah, there's certainly similarities, no question about it.
Well, I don't want to spend all day on that. The listeners are very interested in the CFR because, you know, they have people in there who kind of dissent from the predominant paradigm, but generally it's world government's good, world government's the answer, we've got to sacrifice our national sovereignty. Whether it's Republicans or Democrats, Strobe, Talbot, or George Bush Sr., we hear the same diatribe. Are you a supporter of world government?
Well, you know, I can't help pointing out that the point you just made contradicts pretty dramatically the earlier point about neocons. Seems to me either it's neocon sympathetic, as you argued a few minutes ago,
which is against the world government.
As far as I can tell, the people in power from Rumsfeld to Paul Wolfowitz and others certainly do not believe in world government. They don't believe in bolstering multilateral institutions. They've taken points of view, notably with the Iraq War, that have been flown in the face of UN decisions and UN feeling.
But Mr. Danner, Professor, you know full well that that's all good cop, bad cop. Bush has actually been expanding the UN funding and signing on to treaties and going ahead with the free trade area of the Americas.
Well, it's true that they have, they certainly have different positions on trade, no question about it, but I think that their attitude toward the United Nations, with all due respect, is not good cop, bad cop. I mean, the decision that was made on Iraq was the strongest and most dramatic break with the United Nations and UN opinion that I can remember, and I don't think there was anything fake about it. I think the attitudes and the hurt feelings and the problems in relations, particularly with the European allies, are very real. And this was a real thing. And the fact that they have different views when it comes to trade policy doesn't contradict that central point. I mean, these issues are obviously complicated. You know, they're a lot of different areas.
Well, let me ask this: don't most members of the CFR believe in global government, global governance?
No. No, I don't think they do. I would say, I mean, it depends what you mean by that, but I think, you have a lot of people who are fairly mistrustful of the United Nations, and some who believe it should be strengthened. So I think opinion in the council is pretty divided. You know, you're talking about a lot of people with fairly diverse political views.
All right, well, fair enough. When we get back, I want to get back into torture, and I want to specifically talk about the government documents and who gave the orders for this and just how much of this torture is really going on in light of the Red Sox jet being used to fly people around, you know, the private torture jets in England, the third-party countries, the Army's own report that 90% of those at the camps are totally innocent. I want to discuss this with you, and also how television's promoting torture as the new virtue, and people on the left like Alan Dershowitz. I appreciate you joining us. Stay with us, Mr. Danner. We'll be right back, folks.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, it's your chance to talk to Mr. Danner about his book, Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Don, Mike, and others will be getting your calls. Continuing, Professor Danner, you talk about documents, and, you know, we've got the general's report. We've got the other reports, 32 camps in Iraq, camps where they take people in Egypt and in Jordan and in some of the Central Asian countries, Camp X-Ray, a CIA camp within a camp, admittedly doing things to people we can't even mention on air. They're so horrible. I would imagine your book gets into that.
Yes, it certainly does. It begins with the actual depositions from prisoners that were taken by the Army CID, Criminal Investigation Division, in Iraq. And I have the text of those depositions included in the book. It also includes the investigations that you spoke about. And all of these things together have a great number of accounts taken from, usually in judicial-type settings, so under oath, taken from prisoners treated this way by American troops and
There's also the troops pleading guilty.
That's right. You have a number of guilty pleas. There's the photographic evidence. But, you know, the important thing to say here, I think, is that these photographs came out and suggested that this stuff was animal house on the night shift, which the former Secretary of Defense Schlesinger called it. That is, that it was sort of the late-night doings of a handful of sadists. If you look at the reports themselves, you see that a lot of this stuff happened as a result and during interrogation, and the depositions confirm that. That is, interrogators were present. It was part of an effort to try to get information from these people.
Well, Rush Limbaugh said that it was like a fraternity prank just blowing off steam, sodomizing people with objects, putting acid on them, raping women, beating people to death. I mean, that's called murder and torture. And your book, according to the synopsis, according to the stuff I've researched, this leads right back to the White House. I mean, I remember Rumsfeld bragging on TV about how they were, quote, pressuring people severely. I remember Dershowitz calling for torture right after 9/11.
Right. You know, you can see, and certainly the book shows this, that after 9/11 there was a pretty dramatic change right at the top of the government about the attitude toward interrogation. Decisions were made by the president and by other high officials, first of all, to withhold the protections of the Geneva Convention, and that debate was very vivid in the administration, but they finally decided for the first time in American history not to grant Geneva Convention protection, and then to essentially redefine what torture is. The U.S., as you know, is committed not to torture. It's prohibited by our domestic law. It's prohibited by international treaties to which we're signatory. But there was a debate in the administration that finally resulted in a document that the Department of Justice wrote, which essentially said, you know, we may be permitted or prohibited from torturing, but what exactly is torture? And it defined torture.
Well, yeah, Alberto Gonzalez says if we torture somebody up until their organs fail and didn't mean to kill them, then it's not torture. And by
exactly.
The way, the president is the law. He's above the law.
That's exactly right. He basically said, look, you know, for somebody to be tortured, it has to cause pain equivalent to major organ failure or death, which means that you can do an awful lot to people, like waterboarding, for example, which is submerging them under water until they drown and then reviving them, which has been used by the CIA and apparently was explicitly approved by the Department of Justice for the CIA to use. And also Mr. Dershowitz's example, which is inserting sterile needles under their fingernails, all of these things under the definition that the administration put together would not constitute torture. So, you know, you have a situation in which the president can say, well, no, we do not condone torture. But when he uses that word, the administration has defined it in a way that
depends
most
on what is,
would not
is.
Well, exactly. It's a verbal stratagem. And, you know, most people, if you describe waterboarding, which is, you know, you strip somebody down, you beat them up, you strap them to a board, and then you lower their head, usually upside down, into a tub of usually fetid, you know, dirty water, sometimes urine, something like that. until they, essentially until they drown, then you revive them, then you do it again. Now, to most people, they would look at that and say that's torture. Certainly, people in Argentina and Uruguay, where that was used extensively during the Dirty War, they called it the submarine, they would consider it torture. But under this definition, supposedly, you know, the administration can say, well, we don't torture, and include the fact that
they
do.
Yeah, it's like Terry Schiavo. It's like Terry Schiavo. We're not hurting her. We're just treating her by taking her water away. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle, and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I love going to street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just to analyze what these creatures are doing, how they're trying to warp our psyche through fiction and through the mainstream media to accept torture, we're going to play this Limbaugh clip. And I found another clip that's even worse, saying, so what about torture? I still need to get that uploaded to the network computer, but we're going to play this Limbaugh clip. It's about 40 seconds long here in a second. Go back to our guest, the author of Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror. Then we'll talk to all the callers that are patiently holding. But before we do that, my new 2.5-hour film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, gets into torture. We show the Army reports. How most of the people, 90%, were families who didn't have their papers in order, taken to camps, children at the camps, women being raped in front of their husbands, doing things to people I can't mention here, large objects, acid, We'll just leave it at that. And this is what they admit. And Congress got thousands of photos and videos that the public never saw. CBS, in kind of a psyops, just released some of the lighter stuff. And then, oh, dogs biting people and then sewing them up without deadening. That's just fine. This is only the tip of the iceberg. My new film, Martial Law, that's another one of the important things it covers. We show what really happened on 9/11. We show the sound wave cannons they're using in Iraq being used at the RNC in New York, the secret police photographing the protesters, and even mainstream media. The hover blimps, the mindlessness of the delegates at the RNC, the mindlessness of the left, not even knowing what real issues are. It is such an important film. It's my best film. Go to Infowars.com to get Martial Law via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart to order your copy, your hard copy. You can watch clips of the film, read about it, order it, and other videos and books right there on the side at the bookstore and video store. Or call toll-free to get Martial Law, now shipping for the last 2 weeks, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to call and order. They can answer your questions when you call. Or go to prisonplanet.tv where you can watch my weekly TV report. You can listen to my best radio interviews. All 12 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other videos and books we've been authorized to post. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. 15 cents a day. That just pays for the bandwidth. You can download and burn copies of the films. I just want to get the information out, so prisonplanet.tv. Before I play this Limbaugh clip, Professor Danner, tell us how we get your new book, Torture and Truth.
Well, the book can be gotten through my website, markdanner.com. It can be ordered from Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other online suppliers, but of course, what I would prefer is that people go to their local bookstore where the book should be in stock, and if it's not in stock, to ask for it. It's from New York Review Books, and it should be widely available. But if there's any problem in doing that, my website will get you right there very easily, markdanner.com.
Okay. Now, I want to go to calls here, but first I want to talk about the hardening of the psyche and how they're selling us on this evil. Every cop show, every major drama. And then in the real world, all the big editorials, it's the same MO, the same talking points. We now have mainstream news reports that Homeland Security is even paying off and advising Threat Matrix 24. These shows where they now torture people's children almost every episode to make them talk. Now torturing children is good, so I guess Joseph Mengele wasn't bad. But here's Rush Limbaugh as the change agent telling his audience that it's just blowing off steam, the torture is no big deal. Here is that clip.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
So there's the clip, and others have called for outright torturing them. I've heard it on talk radio saying it's good, but Alan Dershowitz is off calling it a great American value. Truly, we see the attempt to mass warp the psyche. And then people accept that torture isn't torture, and then we hear reports of a guy's chained down in a hospital bed. He won't give a urine sample on demand, so they taser him, and the police just go, this is our new policy. It isn't torture. It's just pressure. Professor?
Well, I think I'm very glad you played the quote from Russ Limbaugh. I think basically what it shows is ignorance, first of all. I mean, what he describes is like fraternity hazing, that's just not the case. I mean, this stuff went on for days and days. It was highly organized. It began with beatings, extensive beatings. People were beaten into unconsciousness in a fairly systematic way. People were injured in such a way they had to go to the hospital. They were bitten very severely on their legs by dogs. One man's ear was nearly torn off.
People were beaten to death. Then they'd pack ice on them, put a fake IV on them, and take them out the front door.
That's right. At this point, the Army has officially admitted, the American military, I should say, has officially admitted that 27 detainees have died under interrogation, and these are the detainees that those are considered homicides. The total number of deaths in detainment situations now is over 70.
Now, let's be clear. That's what they admit. There's 32 camps in Iraq, a dozen in Afghanistan, two camps at Guantanamo Bay, and camps in at least five other third-party countries. Did you see the Washington Post article in late 2001 where they had the CIA section chief over the Middle East is quoted as saying, we take them to Egypt and Jordan where we can torture them and pressure their families in front of them?
Yeah, I did see that. I think that was 2002, but yes, I did see it.
Okay, early 2002. I've got it in the film, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of this stuff is on the record, you know, which is one of the points of my book, Torture and Truth.
But it's not torture if we don't kill them on purpose.
Yes, that's right, if they're killed accidentally.
So if I go up and beat somebody with a baseball bat and didn't mean to kill them, I can just say I was blowing off steam to the cops?
Well, under their definition of torture, if your main point is not to cause extensive pain, then in fact it's not torture. That's under their definition. But I think the important thing to underline about what Mr. Limbaugh said is that it's simply not true. It's factually wrong. It's not a question of how he's interpreting things. He's got it wrong what actually happened. And we know what actually happened. The documents have come out. You can read them. They're there in black and white. And, you know, he relies on the fact that nobody is going to read anything, that they're just going to listen to him. And so he can say this and basically say things that are absolutely contrary
to the
truth.
I've heard him say that Bush is not for amnesty when Bush has openly said he's for open borders and amnesty.
Yeah, well, he does. I mean, there is a certain technique here, which is simply to tell people a story that seems to fit together itself and to count on the fact that they're not going to check it, and you essentially tell them what
they want to hear. Well, I'm blown away by these people because, Professor, all I do is read government documents and what is admitted, and I'm telling you, the liberals, the conservatives, they're all up there together basically for all this stuff, and they're all a bunch of liars.
Well, I think it's true that... you know, there is a lot of lying going on these things, there's no question. I think it's also true that a lot of this stuff is coming out, that the documentary evidence is coming out, and that increasingly, you know, the truth is getting into the public sphere. So I wouldn't lose hope on this. It's just that, you know, it's taking a long time to get out and to change people's opinion. But I think it will happen. I think
clearly,
we're heading in that direction.
Clearly, Professor, there is an agenda. Homeland Security head Ridge and now Chertoff have met with the media. They're consulting, and we've got all these paid-for press releases. We know that they are literally writing some of the scripts. We've read these articles on air for these TV shows. Every time I turn it on, they're now not just torturing the, quote, terrorists on these fiction shows. They're torturing 7-8-year-old children. And this is a concerted effort to warp our minds.
Yes, well, I think that's true. I don't know, but I'll take your word for it, the degree of administration involvement in consulting on these scripts. It's also true, you know, that when people feel anxiety about their safety, when people are bewildered about why the country's been attacked and so on, you get the mass media, and in particular the commercial media of television, responding by trying to satisfy those kinds of anxieties. And I think you see that when you see some of these commercial programs that show torture. That is, you know, in the way of Dirty Harry, the Clint Eastwood movie, trying to take a public that's worried about crime, that's worried about being attacked, and showing them justice being delivered. And I think there's a lot of that going on.
But what people don't understand is that cops now, since they've been doing this the last 3 years, suddenly instances of torture by the police against innocent people is way up.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't real Al-Qaeda's folks running around that are going to get us. Terrorism is actually at lows. Child kidnapping's at lows. Crime is at lows right now, all-time lows. It is this perception, and torture isn't going to keep you safe. Listen, I want to go to calls, but I've just got one other comment, and then I want you to comment on it, Professor. We're talking to Mark Danner author of this new book, Torture and Truth. Look, the types of sexual perversion at Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray, admittedly associated with this, the types of things they're doing, I've only seen this with serial killers. So even if sickos out there go, we got to torture them to get answers, why is it all sexually perverted?
Well, I think that there's a perception that one of the areas of sensitivity when it comes to Middle Eastern, particularly Arab culture, is shame about sexual matters, and in particular shame about nudity. And you can see pervasively, if you look at what's happened to individual people, not only in Abu Ghraib, but there are instances where journalists, Arab journalists,
yeah,
have been arrested.
Yeah, but these guards
so
are raping. These guards are raping women in front of the men because they like it.
Well, they, I don't dispute that some of them may like it.
It's a tough job, but I gotta do it.
I'm trying to answer your question, which is that it seems to me that a lot of this stuff is systemic, and it's trying to point to particular sensitivities, cultural sensitivities, on the part of Arab men. The fact that they, it's very unusual and indeed forbidden for men to see one another naked in Arab culture. Things having to do with, you know, bathroom stuff and so on is very done very secretively. There's no, it's very private, and you can tell in the way these procedures, these torture procedures operate, that there's been a clear study of the sensitivities of Arab culture. And
no, I agree with you, but then the feds also go and they hire former prison guards with bad records who enjoy doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's no question that some of these people clearly were enjoying themselves. You can see it.
In beating people to death and raping people. Folks, come on. Let's take some calls. Don in Missouri. Don, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, I agree. I think it's all one cloth. Listen, I wanted to touch upon the Schiavo case again. You know, I haven't been able to listen last week or so I don't know if you've explored this already, but this behavior of Michael Schiavo is just so bizarre, and all these powerful people covering up for him. The only explanation I can come up for it is that since Florida is crawling with CIA agents, that maybe he's an agent, and Terry was his slave. And that now the government is caught in this public relations nightmare, and they're scrambling to try to, they're willing to kill her in public just to cover this up.
Well, I mean, I can see people trying to give reason to this thing, but it's turned into a media circus. You've got the pro-death people, the anti-death people lined up over all this. Thanks for the call, Don. But, Professor, I mean, we do see the hardening of the psyche in the society. It was Governor Bush who passed the law where if somebody's on government health care, they go ahead and take their feeding tube out. But it's funny, none of these so-called conservative groups want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's true. People, certainly it's been in the press, that law that Governor Bush passed. People have pointed
to the contradiction. They just killed a little baby 2 days ago, by the way, but go ahead.
Yes, I saw that in the news. And there's clearly a very high degree of contradiction here between what people say and the political positions they take, particularly in the Schiavo case, and what they've actually done in their political history and in their own lives, for that matter, when it comes to Tom DeLay, for example. So we see those contradictions very dramatically, and it shows that this case, a lot of politicians are looking at it simply as a lucrative political target. You know, this is going to help me firm up my position with the evangelical right.
And the left likes it, too. Mike in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of contradictions, you know, we got this, I saw that clip of that slime ball Jack Wheeler from the Freedom Foundation saying how we should freeze everyone's lungs, and then when they're about ready to die, then we'll make them breathe again.
Yeah, that's basically high-tech tabling. I've actually got that clip in Police State 3 Total Enslavement where they're on national TV saying how good torture is.
Exactly, and it's just trying to, it's just justifying everything. But another reason I want to talk to you, Alex, is that I'm sure you're familiar with the 1997 Act where Queen Elizabeth, mm-hmm. where she enhanced the Social Security.
I'm not reading you. I'm not understanding.
Well, there was a. What's it called?
I really don't know, sir. Queen Elizabeth Social Security.
Yeah. In 1997, they did a there was a in England, Queen Elizabeth controls and amended the U.S. Social Security under 1997 number 1778.
I wasn't aware of that. You'll have to send me some information on that. No.
Oh yeah, it's Queen Elizabeth amended our Social Security back in 97.
Well, you'll have to send me some information on that, Mike.
And it's all over the web.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, and it pretty much just it points it out that we're basically run by England.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Eric in Oklahoma. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing? Man?
Good. Doing a talk show. What's on your mind?
Mark Genner. I listen to Mark a lot. He's one of the few intellectually honest people that I've heard on the media. And Mark, I look at everything through the eyes of dialectical materialism. Everything is the dialectic these days. There's the pro, the con, the right, the left. Yeah. But lately, it seems like instead of just left and right, things have been, it's like a pinwheel. People stake a position and then it's being spun. So it's no longer about the right or left. It's really about right and wrong. And they're trying to blur the distinctions between right and wrong. And
well, that's what change agents do. That's what MKUltra was about, was how to change the views of Americans.
That's right, and that's why we're in trouble.
Well, stay there, Eric. We'll come back and let the professor comment on your statement and let you finish up as well. Final segment with the professor coming up in the third hour. A ton of news and wide open telephones. I'm Alex Jones, your host, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Rumsfeld gets up on TV and says, I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It's a conspiracy theory, an urban legend. And now they say they never called for torture. It isn't torture if we beat and brutalize and drown somebody until they die if we didn't mean to kill them. I mean, I guess serial killers should try that when they get caught with a bunch of dead bodies. Well, I didn't mean to kill them. Oh, well, then go free then. Well, these are terrorists. They don't have the same rights. Come on, folks. They're not even terrorists. This is all by design. Professor, comments to what Eric in Oklahoma was just saying about just both political parties and this whole system.
Well, first of all, I was grateful to Eric for his kind comments about my work. I appreciate that. You know, his comments were I thought very provocative, but also very broad. I think he's right that, you know, things that we had taken for granted for many years about the left and the right have gotten twisted and very confusing. On the one hand, the political spectrum has moved far to the right when you look at what's going on in Washington, and we're seeing things that would have been really unheard of years ago. I mean, one of the reasons I wrote this book, Torture and Truth, was because I was seeing Americans undertake acts of torture that I used to cover in Latin America 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Yeah, but you say move to the right. I mean, record budgets, $2.6 trillion,
well,
open borders.
Yeah, very good point, which I was going to get to, which is that at the same time as you have a defiantly right-wing agenda, you also have, particularly on the financial fiscal side, of the spending side, the fact that the government came into, this administration came into office, supposedly a very conservative administration, with a budget surplus over $200 billion and has changed that into a budget deficit of nearly $500 billion. It's been the largest shift in the fiscal status of the government in the history of the United States.
By the way, most of that extra expenditure is not even military. It's all the classic big government control social welfare garbage. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air with our CFR member. Go ahead. Go ahead, Barney. Barney, come to your telephone.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
This might seem radical, but once you've been to war, it fits. But I believe that in Iraq, same as the wars in Korea and Vietnam, the purpose is to take us down to a fourth world country. That there is a planned economic crisis, that millions of American people will be killed.
No, you're right. The globalists use America as the imperial model to grab and consolidate more countries under IMF World Bank control. Then Europe comes in like the good cop, but the professor, I think, disagrees with that.
Well, I believe that in the end, the patriots and the nationalists and the captive nations around the world, the United States, are going to win by eliminating all the one-worlders.
Professor, final comments.
Well, I don't know about reducing America to fourth world status. I think as a master plan, I don't think what the Bush administration has done seems to fit in, at least in my view, with that.
Well, they're driving down the dollar. They're deindustrializing us. All of this looks like looting, Professor.
Well, they are driving down the dollar. That's quite true, which is one of the ways, of course, to deal with the enormous debt.
Hidden inflation, yeah.
The Reagan administration did it as well, but I think that's a far cry from talking about a fourth world country. There's a major shift of income in odd years up the income scale, in which, you know, when you talk about this deficit, a lot of it has to do with the tax cuts. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
All right. I want to get you back on sometime. I appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure.
Take care. All right, tons of your calls, masses of vital news, everything jammed in for the next 60 minutes. Stay with us.